old are you with no kids?
32.
Uh-uh, can't do it. You 32 with no kids, that pussy awful. That's some garbage ass pussy right there, boy. That shit trash. Terrible. El Terrible. Hell no, nah, I don't want that. Bruh, 32 with no kids, don't nobody believe in her? Shut your ass up. Everybody she fucked done pulled out. Sit down.
Hey, it's your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss King Ross, a.k.a. Iron Knight Tyson, and the a.k.a. that matters the most, Jack Swagless. You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, the king and the queen. We out.
Hey, you know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
NappyAfro.com.
Are now tuned into the best podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode number 350. God damn. 350 episodes of this motherfucking bullshit. God damn. Yeah, hey, man. Hey, bruh. Hey, I salute y'all listeners for this. 350 episodes of this shit. God damn. But yeah, y'all know who this is. Man, it's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the host with the most, a.k.a. the people's champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the king of the lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, damn it. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the thrifty, the problematic, yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, and none other than my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking greed, and I'm in the building.
Hey, say it with your chest. She said it with a little sass on that one, boy.
You like that.
Hey, man.
I love that.
As always, don't forget, man, like, comment, subscribe, Frocast. Look for us on any podcast reader, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, all that. We on it. Look for the Frocast. Don't forget, we also have the Patreon where you can support the team, support the dream, and all things Nappy Afro. Become a Patreon for as little as a dollar. And as much as, you know, $250,000 if you're feeling a little frisky. You know, I know a lot of tax money gone, so, you know, a lot of people, you know, them big monies and drew up. But you still could just pay a dollar and be down with the team, man. So check out the Nappy Afro Patreon, man. Got some dope shit going on over there. That's about all the pandering. You know what I'm saying? I think I got everything out the way. Oh, yeah. The voicemail. Don't forget about the voicemail. 347-201-2572. Call in. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it like y'all hear at the beginning of the show. The illustrious people that call in forever immortalized in the annals of the Frocast history by being on that shit. That's what's up, man. So shout out to all y'all people that actually called in, left a voicemail over the years, man. 350 fucking episodes. I got a question for you. Nappy Afro trivia. It's just one question. Who has been on the most Frocast? What voice have you heard on the most Frocast?
I have a default to yours.
And not everybody would think that's the answer, but that's not the answer because I am the fucking Frocast. I've been on more Frocast than anybody. You know what I'm saying? I know I've been on at least 325. You know what I'm saying? Probably more than that, 330, somewhere around that range. Ain't been too many without me. But I am not the most heard voice on the Nappy Afro Frocast. I am not.
So what's the most heard voice?
Tracy May got the most heard voice because she's on every, just about every last one of them because they say nappyafro.com. So that's be the voice you hear the most. So that was just a quick trivia question. There's a trick question. It's always a trick question. We always ask that to get people in. A lot of people get it wrong. So, you know, that's it. So, Queen Germ, how was your week?
It's been pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, eventful, you know. Mm. Still working with a bunch of clowns and I don't even work at the circus, but, you know.
So you work at Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah, these niggas is special around these parts. But you know, my favorite time of year, the end of the semester. Hey. It's about to be final exams next week, niggas. Hey. Cutting cords, pouring gas. I don't know what the next stunt's finna be about, but it's all good.
That's what's up. As far as my week, man, you know, I'm kind of excited this week. I finally get to participate in Take Your Kid to Work Day, so I'm kind of antsy. On the, you know, just have fun, you know what I'm saying, for the cool day. So that's going to be Thursday. So it'll be after you heard this. So, you know, I'll tell y'all how it went next week. But other than that, man, you know, it's, everything's the same, bro. It's not football season. So, you know, I'm just counting days down until it's time for me to get my hand in that dirt and teach these boys to play football again, man.
Hey, that's the life.
But enough about that, man. We got a lot to get into and not a lot of time. So, this female boxer, I don't want to call her a female boxer, I'm going to call her by her name, Clarissa Shields, says she wants to box Triple G and Keith Thurman. How do you feel about that?
I don't know who any of these people are, but looking at the article, I mean, I feel like for anything, if you want to do it, you sign up for it, then bring it on into the ring, if that's what you want to do. And so my thing is, the whole thing about it is, niggas ain't going to want to fight her for the simple fact of the matter that she a girl. Because they're scared. Because it's something like, it's so taboo.
It's a lose-lose.
So it's like, if I whoop her ass, somebody going to say,
oh, man,
you had to do that to a woman. You know what I'm saying? She a lady. You ain't had to go that hard on her. But then you get your ass whooped by the broad. Then you ain't shit. So I can understand why a nigga don't want to step in the ring with her. Because it's no winner. There's no winning in that.
Yeah, she has everything to win.
Everything to gain, nothing. And a nigga has everything to lose.
Yeah, she has nothing to lose. Because even if she get fight a good fight, they're going to be like, yo, she fought
a
good fight.
She did a good job for her to be a woman.
Yeah, and if but she then, win, it's like, oh, man. So, I mean, I'm going to say no. I don't want to see it because, you know, if Triple G got out there and fought her like he fought Canelo, he would obliterate her. And that shit wouldn't be fair at all. I mean, lady, just beat up all the women, man. Don't try to fight men, bro. Like, it's just...
I mean, I doubt they're going to let her do it.
They're not going to let her do it. Nobody's going to... I mean, yeah. They wouldn't even let her do it for exhibition. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's just... Nah, it's just not in these environments. We don't see no man pummeling no woman or... No, we just don't need to see the mixes.
I mean, I really don't care for boxing, period. So, yeah. I mean, I know y'all like that stuff, but it's just a little bit too much for me. I don't know. It's a little too gory. But... definitely, when you talking about a male and a female,
yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
But see, my thing is, we draw the line at certain things, but some shit we just allow to happen. So, to me, you can't have it both ways. So, either y'all for equal opportunity ass whoopings, or y'all
or not
trying to, you know, have a line.
Yep. I think you want to keep that line, because once you blur that line, man, it's because then somebody going to take it too far. And then somebody's going to get critically hurt. Nah, it just don't need to go there. So let's not miss Clarissa Shields. Let's stay beating up on the women. Let's not beat up on no men or get beat up by men. Let's not do that.
Okay.
So I'm not in favor. You're not?
I say, you know what I'm saying? If she wanted bad enough, I really don't care. I'm just saying the fact of the matter is that a nigga don't want to get knocked out by her and a nigga can't really go. I mean, I really don't care to, but so I mean, it'll be...
So, if she was fighting a man, you wouldn't check in the pay-per-view that night. You wouldn't be like, yo, I just want to see what's going to happen.
I mean, my curiosity may get the best of me, but I mean, as far as something that I would want to see on a continuous basis or want people to invest in, I just...
Nah, not at all. Okay. We'll just make sure. Speaking of investments... Howard, it's a pretty big HBCU in Washington, D.C., correct?
Correct.
It's been around for a long time, right?
Correct.
And so now they have fell victim to gentrification around the area around campus. And so that means is this historical black campus has a lot of historical white neighbors. And these historical white neighbors have pets that they walk, and they walk them on Howard's campus, and they let the dogs shit everywhere. And, you know, the people on Howard's campus feel like, yo, this ain't no fucking dog park. This is a institution where we have sex and really? Smoke weed and do all kind of crazy shit on this, you know.
Okay, minus that, but okay.
Yeah, but still, these are hallowed grounds here. You know what I mean? How dare you walk your dog and shit on our yard?
But that's just another example of how crackers don't give a damn about our shit.
Because
if you live in a fucking neighborhood, yes, we are in a neighborhood. Most HBCUs are in a neighborhood.
Yes.
And typically, they ain't really around no white people.
Mm-mm.
But nonetheless, when you look at the, you know what I'm saying, the interactions, yeah, we are part of the community, but you don't have the right to have your animal just walking all over the place. Shit. Public's supposed to be a part of your community, but I don't see nobody rolling around in there unless your dog is a doggone assistant. You know what I'm saying? It's a CNI dog or whatever.
Yes.
But you can't come up in there with just your regular little fluffy dog talking about some we up in here shopping. No, the hell you can't. So why are you going to disrespect the black people campus and say, oh, you can come in here just because it's black people and, oh, it's in the neighborhood. If they don't want to be bothered with the neighbors or the community, they need to relocate.
They need to move to school.
Mm-hmm. Nowhere. Shit, somebody that's been there since 18-something, and I'm going to move?
That was the whitest answer I heard in my life. Move the school. Like, really, dude? Move the school.
No, we just going to fuck around and
they'll have to put some no trespassing signs up. And be like, yo, if you ain't part of this campus,
ID or, don't be on here. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care if it is a short walk through. You can walk through here to get no. If you're not a student, don't walk your ass on this campus. How about we do that?
Exactly.
And that'll keep you and your fucking fluffy animal off our fucking campus, fucking up our brown ass grass.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, white people don't see no boundaries. You know what I'm saying? And that's a real problem.
No natural predators. Why would you feel boundaries?
I mean, you ain't got to feel nothing. But I'm just saying, you at this point, this stage of the game, y'all want everybody to be accepting of everything. But the way y'all look at life is like no rules apply to you.
They don't. I'm white. No rules apply to me.
Okay. Keep that.
That's
same,
how they feel.
That same ideology.
I see it all day long.
I'm sure. I mean, I see it too. But I'm just saying, that's just another example of the bullshit that white people do.
Yeah. Wow. White people, stop the bullshit, man. We're here too. We're allies.
If you say so.
But yeah, we're not, you know, come on, get your shit together, man. Don't be desecrating the great grounds of Howard.
I mean, and my thing is, in your neighborhood, you don't want to let your dog shit everywhere.
Mm.
You walk through there with your damn plastic bag. So why you got to walk on the black people campus and let the dogs shit on the grass and do whatever?
It's a big sprawling field. And they said some people said the dogs are just running loose and everything. Like, you know how black people is about dogs now. You know, a loose dog running around on campus, man. You probably center a damn frenzy going on.
A
right
whole
now.
Lot of them.
Yeah.
Scared. People. I mean, for one, a dog is a dog. You don't know the dog. The dog don't know you.
Yeah.
The dog to do something that's not even in their normal characteristics.
Yeah.
But hell, the dog is not on a leash, and therefore, you ain't got no control over it as the owner.
Mm-hmm.
How you know? I mean, shit, mine was on a leash. And she's snapping at folks, so I can, you know, you definitely can't trust the fact that you loose. I can't pull you back.
Mm-hmm.
But them your white people, you always trying to be one with the folk.
I'm just trying to be one with humanity.
Yeah, that's good. They ain't trying to be one with you, though.
I understand. With, you know, one person at a time. If we can just change the world, one person at a time.
Okay, I ain't got that much time.
Nobody does. Our whole life, you know what I'm saying, we've heard of the gingerbread man. The gingerbread man. So apparently, somebody got upset about it being called the gingerbread man. And they now, in the name of gender neutrality, want you to call the gingerbread man the gingerbread person.
Bullshit.
Co-op is known for its classic gingerbread man. The company is well aware that times have changed and have decided that maybe it's time to stop calling it a gingerbread man. Why give it a gender at all? The crew at Co-op have turned their classic around and have created a gingerbread person. They haven't officially came up with a name for their product and are looking for the name suggestions from the consumers. Some consumers are left enraged with the change and are of the opinion that the classic should remain the way they are. Others are proud of the change, saying that it is high time it was brought in. Another thing to be noted, the dressing and hairdo styles of people have changed drastically over years. People are more open with their clothing, so we can't stick to the stereotypical appearance of men and women. Gender neutrality seems to be the way to go.
It's not. That's bullshit, and I am so sick and tired of that. If it was supposed to be gender neutral, ain't nobody would have shit to look at between their legs. You wouldn't have no splits. You wouldn't have no dicks. So I'm not understanding, why is it that people want to wipe away everything that's in humanity? What you want to do? I mean, like, if you don't want to live, die. Mm. But don't be up in here trying to tell other people what to do, because you're talking about a fucking gingerbread. If this is some shit that I'm eating, it ain't going to have no sex by the time I finish eating this motherfucker.
I don't give a damn what it is. It's gingerbread.
Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? That type of stuff, you take out all the fun of life. That's some stuff that, you know what I'm saying? Little kids don't have nothing to live for. They don't have nothing that's exciting. Everybody want to wipe away everything. Like, what are you worried about? What are you scared of?
Can I get 2 gingerbread persons, please? Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, like, that doesn't make any sense. A gingerbread man, like, what's the problem? I mean, like I said, it's just, to me, we go too hard for the wrong shit. That don't mean nothing. You talking about gender when you got people out here starving. You got people out here being killed by the police. People who don't understand things that they need to do and not need to do to advance as a group of people. But you worrying about a fucking gingerbread? That shit ain't real. Who the fuck cares? Call it a ginger dog. I don't care. I mean, like, what the hell does it matter? What does it do for you at the end of the day to know that you have caused a company to change the name of a cookie? A cookie?
Is it a cookie?
To me, it is. I mean, what you want to be?
It's bread, ain't it?
I'm saying a gingerbread man is a gingerbread cookie. But if it's some bread in a loaf, I guess it would be the gingerbread, but you got him cut up like a cookie. I mean, cut up like a person or whatever you want to call him. No. You know, that's what I would think. But either way it go, it's some food. Yeah. The shit ain't got no real...
Yeah. No you soul.
Know, no, yeah, it ain't got no feelings. What the hell you worry about what you call it?
I'm going to call this chicken wing...
I mean...
Big Bird.
I'm just like, people... I mean, people spend way too much time on that kind of stuff, and I get it. You want to go... I mean, but you ain't making no initiative for black people to like theyself. You ain't making no initiative because you know that that's the shit that you tore down when we first got over here. Amen. You ain't, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you worried about a damn cookie, a piece of food, but you are not concerned about the mental state, stability of a group of people who cannot, well, many of them do not appreciate their culture, their look, the natural features of them, but you worried about somebody who choosing to be. They gonna wake up one day and decide they want to be a woman or a man, or they want to say sex is fluid and all these other things. You want to blur the lines with that, but you know that you have systematically destroyed a group of people that you never trying to repair. But you worry about some people who going over here buying parts and shit. I don't understand that. That's just like the focus is on the wrong thing. If you talking about humanity, you talking about the whole person. We need to look at all of the different groups of people who need some type of assistance as far as being brought back into the fold, being allowed. I mean, shit, you doing all that? Give. I mean, you want my equality for all humanity? Shit, give us all a good credit score. Shit, let me start the fuck over. Do some shit that's worthwhile. What the fuck gingerbread got going on?
That would help everybody if you gave everybody good credit. That would damn boost the economy up.
Exactly. Everybody can buy some shit.
Niggas gonna be away. Yeah.
I mean, and if they fuck it up, that's on them. But hell, I mean, if you couldn't do nothing else with me, get rid of my damn student loan debt. I mean, do something for a nigga. But you worrying about a damn gingerbread? Fuck a gingerbread.
Gingerbread person. So shout out to all the gingerbread persons out there. That shit sound whack. A gingerbread person.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. With you being somebody that's in, affiliated with academia, I would like to read this story to you and get your feelings on it.
Okay.
All right. It was a teacher. I don't know what grade she is. I'm going to read the story, so we'll find out. A teacher who wrote absolutely pathetic on a second grader's test faces calls to be fired after boy's father shares remarks on Facebook and it sparks a petition. So little Cameron, I don't know his name. He has some bad handwriting. It was one of these math tests where you get 3 minutes to do all these questions. And he didn't do none of them. He missed. He only did, let's see, 21 questions in 3 minutes. It was a time test. So he only got 21 of them, and I mean, his answers weren't wrong. He just didn't, you know, it took him a little time to get, you know, well, some of the answers were wrong. I ain't gonna front. But the teacher put absolutely pathetic. He answered 13 in 3 minutes, sad. You know, she hit him with the Trumpito. So this teacher, they want to fire. I'm gonna read. I didn't even read the story. Jesus,
you did not.
I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, I have
so a Pennsylvania teacher who wrote absolutely pathetic on a second grader's test is facing calls to be fired after the boy's father shared her remarks on Facebook. Chris Pyland posted a photo of his son Camden's math test on Facebook on Tuesday as he slammed the Valley View Elementary School teacher for her comments. The teacher, identified as Alyssa Rupp Bainick, had written the remarks across the top of the boy's test with a red pen. Absolutely pathetic. He answered 13 in 3 minutes. Sad. She wrote alongside an image of a sad face that she drew. The test included 60 subtraction problems, and students were meant to answer as many as they could in 3 minutes. Pyland uploaded a copy of the test after his son brought it home. My son, Camden's teacher, has been so rude to him and myself all year. He comes home with this, and I am beyond frustrated that someone would write this on a child's work. Such great motivation, he wrote alongside the photo. His photo gained traction on Facebook, and a petition started circulating. And they say at least 10,000 signatures have, they got 10,000 signatures on this. So, was the teacher wrong in this situation?
No. I mean, she ain't have to do that. That's something that I wouldn't do. But wrong? No. Shit, she got the right to express herself. Shit, your child ain't shit, your child ain't shit. Get you a kitchen timer and put that little boy at the table and help him to get his shit together. Because there's no reason why you telling me you got 60 problems and you talking about subtraction. That's easy shit. Yeah. You should have been able to do that whole paper. Even if you didn't have all the answers right, you should have been able to complete that shit in 3 minutes. Exactly. So, and then there's another thing is, if it was fourth grade, chances are this wasn't their first time doing that. Mm-hmm. They done did all the warm-ups. They done did a whole bunch of practice. Yeah. They done took that paper, that same paper they took home. Mm-hmm. So where were you when the little nigga brought it home the first time when it was just a homework assignment? Mm-hmm. And everybody want to give kids points for just showing up. Mm-mm. Nowadays, we got to go back to the old school when a nigga lose, when a nigga don't have everything they want because of the fact that these kids nowadays, they don't know how to accept failure. I work with a whole bunch of people right now. They used to getting an E for effort. They used to getting a trophy for showing up. And now you in the real world and somebody tell you, try again. You can't stand it. You ain't going to be put out. Just try again. This ain't what it is. So his mom and daddy, that same motivation they got to try to get this lady out of her job, they need to have that same motivation for why their child can't get but 13 out of 60. That's a real problem for me. Yeah. If you any kind of parent, you'll be concerned because your child got about a 20%.
No, not look. He got exactly.
And he ain't even got all 13 right. Mm-hmm. If that's what you're saying,
so well, it was 13. He only filled out 21 of them.
Okay, but he only got 13 out of the 60 right.
Yeah, 13 out of the 21 he filled out was right.
So yeah, we gonna go with the fact that he still had them other ones that was not filled out. Yeah,
he didn't do 2/3 of the test.
Exactly. So you only had a third of the test. Thing not done.
And got 8 wrong on the third of the test. So I don't think your kid that bright.
I don't either. And I don't believe the apple falls too far from the tree.
Heck no. Because then you go run to Facebook with it. Like, what is that going to do? You trying to get sympathy for your dumbass kid?
I mean,
like, nah, bro. Like, you need to spend, instead of you being on Facebook, doing all that shit, you should be with your son busting down that goddamn table and let that be some motivation for him to get better in motherfucking math. Because right now, all he know is, oh, if I don't get my way, go whine on social media. Man, listen, man, I'm getting tired of these little punk-ass parents, man. Like, you go whine into social media instead of looking in the mirror and be like, yo, my son is in second grade. He don't know his fucking math. That's my motherfucking problem. Like I say it all the time. If a kid fuck up in elementary, that's on the parents. That's on the parents.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because ain't no way in the world it could be on nobody else. Because the child ain't got no motivation. Exactly. It ain't like you loving school like that. I mean, you going there for friends and lunch probably. Yeah. But you ain't going there for no real learning.
I don't know how many goddamn projects I done helped out with my kids when they was in elementary. To the point that they fell asleep and I'm doing the goddamn project my damn self.
So you already know that if it had been left all up to them, it wouldn't have got done. So that's what I'm
writing
saying. Like,
and they thinking I'm writing in their handwriting, like, oh, this look like something here, right?
Exactly. Don't try to use too many big words.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm doing the damn problems. Like, that look like his handwriting. Let me make this three backwards. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Some shit he does.
Oh, that's, Lord. That's what it
look like. But I mean, I just don't understand that. And we got to realize, I mean, like, yeah, you ain't got to go so hard. And I mean, in my mind, I would have thought that, but I wouldn't have probably wrote it on no paper. But at the same time, I'm like, because it's there, Shit, she didn't. She don't deserve to lose her job. Shit, teachers ain't get them public school teachers ain't get paid no damn money no way. So shit might be a step up. Lose your job and go somewhere else, child, and find something else to do.
She might wrote worse on somebody else's paper. Did you even think about that?
Exactly. Did you think about that?
I ain't hear about nobody else. And I'm pretty sure somebody did worse than your son. Unless your son is the dumbest in the class.
And probably is. That's why the lady wrote that.
And you know what I'm saying? She was like pathetic, sad. He probably sitting there and joke off and play around all day.
And that could be why she wrote it on there.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't telling the whole story. You know, your son has been getting, she's been giving you a problem. Why? If your son is giving the teacher a problem and you say she's been rude to you all year, teachers don't have no reason to talk to you unless your kid is bad as fuck.
Exactly.
They don't call you in to fuck with you because if your kid doing the right thing, they don't say nothing bad about your kid. They don't give you problems. You know what I'm saying? Unless your kid is acting up. I know my kid act up in classrooms. So sometimes teachers be like, man, the teacher don't like me. I'm pretty sure she got a reason not to like you because you probably been there running your goddamn mouth. You know what I'm saying? And they get on nerves. So, yeah, it's a good chance teacher don't like you. I can live with that. But you need to live with that, sir. You might be the father of an asshole and he's only in second grade. And that's a problem. So, you know, look in the mirror, sir. Look in the mirror. It's not the system. It's you. It's you, sir.
More than likely.
Yes. Would you like to get paid to eat?
No.
So if somebody was willing to pay you to eat, you wouldn't be down there?
I mean, it depends on what I'm eating.
Okay. Well, this woman right here, she is a 22-year-old girl and...
who is not going to get to see 32.
She said by the time... Okay. She weighs at least 400 pounds now. And she said she wants to get bigger. By the time she's 30, she said she wants to be 500 pounds.
And she ain't going to get past
that. And before you say that, she said she went to the doctor. She has the blood pressure of a runner. And
she don't.
I said, bitch, you lying. Exactly. I said, bitch, that's you lying. Funny, the way that I said, ain't is. No way in the world. No doctor is telling you you're the model health. You just big. No, you sitting there eating two large pizzas and dipping the pizza in Frosties.
And milkshakes.
And all that. And eating fries and burgers. And you eating all this shit. And you telling me you the perfect...
It's not possible.
But it just lets me know that people are willing to pay for anything. Because there's no way in the world. Because they said the genre is called what? Feeding or?
It's like some kind of food fetish, but it's like you get something out of
watching
eating and
eating like
fatter and all kind of old nonsense. That's how you know it's some sick motherfuckers in the world.
Yes.
Because it's no way in the world. What the hell I want to see another nigga eat for? Like
and then you know stuff that's greasier, the sloppier, the better. Like people like that stuff, so that's why she dipping the pizza in the Frosty, and it's all coming. I mean, she look like an old pig.
And then her mom was talking about some. Oh, I like these pictures right here with your stance. I'm talking about the stomach is hanging,
bruh.
The stomach is hanging, and she turned like she looking good. I'm talking about this stomach is just laying there. And my thing is, I wouldn't dare. And the mom talking about something. You got this going on. You got the butt. You got the titties, lady. This heifer, as big as her body is, her titties look like she got a B cup. Motherfucker, you weigh 400 pounds. Your titties should be big. It should be way bigger than that. The stomach is hanging. You got two scoops of titties. And your mama sitting there telling you, talking about something. Oh, yeah, you got the butt. You got the titties. You got... Lady, the stomach is overtaking the body. The body is nothing but stomach. This woman looks horrible.
But people are paying for this, though. That is amazing.
And what people are they?
The weirdos. The people that like that feed and stuff. I mean,
to me, it don't make no sense. You can feed her all day long, but she looks a hot-ass mess. And you ain't got no titties, and you 400 pounds. That shit's ridiculous. If my body was built like that, I wouldn't keep doing that shit. I mean, at least if I'm going to be fat, let that shit fall somewhere I need it. I don't need no damn big-ass stomach looking like that. That thing look crazy. I mean, and it's like she's sitting up there... posing, laying on the bed and all kind of old carrying on. And her mom about as big as she is. Mm. I mean, that just don't make no sense. I'm talking about she had 3 pizzas, 4 burgers, and 2 shakes. And then she said sometimes she drank 2 liters of
soda.
Like, who the hell? You telling me that the doctor told you was good?
She said,
must be the same doctor Donald Trump had.
She said, I had good blood pressure. My heart rate is that of a runner or something. I'm like, no, that nigga lying.
Yeah, somebody
he heard
lying.
Something else beating in exactly. there. That wasn't your damn heart.
That was that damn digestive.
Them of them bubbles in that, digestive food, because that wasn't your heartbeat that he heard.
That thing probably fainted like a mole.
Yeah, nah, ain't no way in the world, man. So, I can't believe this shit, bro. This shit is nuts. This is not going to be the cover of the of the Procast.
Of anything.
This is not going to be the... She's not going to be the cover. So, Beezy, don't you do that to us.
Beezy might do it now. He like that type of foolery.
You know what I'm saying? So, please. Well, yeah, you just got to... I mean, I just couldn't do it because it would be like... People would be asking you to do stuff like, I like to eat, but I'm not going to sit there. You're not going to force me to like, ooh, now let me see you bite. You know, no, nigga, no. Like, no.
Yeah, I mean, that take all the fun out of me. And I'm going to eat how the hell I want to eat. Now, you watch me eat.
Yeah, like, look.
And you paying me to eat how I eat.
Like, look, I got these plate of shrimp right here. I'm about to sit here and dig in them. I'm you know.
But you ain't going to tell me to go and dip it in the tartar sauce and lick it off.
Nah,
I ain't doing all of that. That's taken away from my eating experience. I ain't fooling with y'all.
It ain't going to be nothing erotic about me eating.
Mm-mm.
Nothing. You just going to be seeing a nigga grease. You're going to be like, God damn, a nigga fucked that shit up.
No, I'm just not understanding like how she think that that's cute, but I guess.
But if somebody paying for it.
I mean, it don't matter. Get a fucking job. Like, man, you paying to see me do what?
It's too easy for these people out here these days, man. They got these things now where they pay, like, people pay monthly, you know, some girls is like $5, some girls is $25 a month, and they just be, they call it like OnlyFans, and they'll sit there and.
What level you on?
I ain't on none of levels because I'm not. That's not for what. What I want to watch? What I want to see that for?
I don't know.
I got something in house. I don't need to see nothing online. That ain't gonna do nothing for me.
I mean, I don't know. You might like it. They might do something extra.
Oh well. Anyway, but I heard somebody paid it one time and they couldn't. It was hard as hell to get the cancellation fee. So it took about 2-3 months to get their cancel on because it was real hard to get. In touch with these people to get canceled, so
they better get a damn prepaid.
But it's a hustle. It's a hustle. Like that's why I don't feel bad for females today. Because if niggas were willing to pay to watch you eat, it ain't nothing that you can't do. Like you know, there's no reason why.
Really, nigga.
I'm just saying. If somebody willing to pay to watch you eat, you better get you a little webcam and you know. Take a shower or something, you know. Every day, film yourself taking a shower. Somebody throw you some coin. Next thing you know, you're like, well, shoot, all I got to do is just film myself taking a shower every day. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that'd be it.
I guess.
You might be paying the rent off that.
Or you can go to somebody's job and make sure you can get a steady.
Or you can take the lame way out and go get a 9-to-5 or 10-to-6 or 2-to-10 or 7-to-3 or 11-to-7. You can take the lame way out and go get a job.
Ain't nothing lame about knowing that you got a check every pay period.
Fuck that shit. Be your own.
So one day you getting 100 people to pay some money, then the next couple of days you get zero. What you gonna do with that? That's lame.
But if it's a subscription, then you know, hey, you can kind of.
Shambling.
You know, it just well, you gotta throw some fire content on there. I guess.
I don't know nothing about
that. To keep them coming, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I know people that have. You know, salute to them. You know,
y'all can have that because I can't pay for nobody's stuff.
I mean, you know, because I asked him, I said, "How'd you get wrapped up?" And he was like, "Man, I was drunk one night. I was on fucking Instagram. I fucking hit that damn buy button." He's like, "Man, worst mistake of my life." He said, "Cause he said he thought he was gonna be getting private shows and shit from the person."
He must have been real drunk.
He said, "I thought I was gonna get my own private show." I said, "Bruh, for $25, like, come on now."
Hey, anything's possible.
And then he thought it was $25 once. No, it was $25 every month. And then when he found out the second month, he tried to call. Then whatever, the third month, and he just kept getting them. And then he finally got like, "Man, I gotta stop this shit, man. This shit is ridiculous." So. Yeah, be careful with the OnlyFans, man. They'll get your ass, man. So, you know, a lot of these ladies out here, they hustling. They getting that money. Cardi B done opened up the waves, the floodgates. Everybody wants to be Cardi B. They said, "She can make it, I can make it."
I don't know why. Everybody need a damn job. These people need to stop being so fucking lazy.
Nobody wants to work. It's too easy.
I mean, nobody ever wanted to work.
I could become famous overnight online.
Well, I don't need to become famous. I just need to have money.
And I can get money. Like, people can get, you know, my Instagram can start, you know, all it takes is the right video, the right like, the right, somebody to share it. That's how they feel today. And that's why they so fucking stupid and lazy and sorry. They don't have no fucking work ethic. They think it's just going to, you know, happen.
Man, I'm going to stay at the job. Mm-hmm. I ain't got a problem going to the job.
Yeah. Well, nah. Keep these niggas out the job force. We don't need our sorry niggas in the job force. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing.
Exactly.
Keep y'all sorry ass out the job force. We don't want none of y'all sorry bastards out there. TV talk. We're going to go ahead and start with Beyonce's Homecoming. I did not watch it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's not my cup of tea. But Queen Germ is Beehive.
I'm not.
She's Beehive. She's over here like, yo, I can't believe it. Queen Bee dropped another one. Oh, my gosh. Queen Germ, so tell me, what was going through your bloodstream when you was watching that Homecoming?
Nothing. I mean, I'm not a Beyonce fan, per se, but I don't dislike her either. Mm-hmm. My thing is, I was impressed by the whole HBCU feel it had.
Okay.
So it was a true, depiction of what homecoming is.
Yes.
And regardless of what HBCU may have gone to or whatever, mm-hmm. when you come through for homecoming is everything.
Yes.
And so it's like, she captured all of that in her performance. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if nothing else, it would have given a good boost to people looking at HBCUs as schools that they may be interested in. Like, the young people, they follow her. They, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're motivated, Beyonce, won't you, by her.
Yeah, so, Beyonce, she should enroll in the HBCU.
She should. But nonetheless, I mean, as much money as she got, I'm sure she done got some honorary degrees.
She don't need no honorary. She need a real degree.
She might need one.
I don't think she graduated high school. So.
I don't think she did either. But the point I'm making is,
she don't need no honorary nothing.
I mean,
she need an honorary GD.
She can buy a damn high school.
she need to buy one and print, take some damn classes and finish some shit.
They can print her a couple of degrees from and diplomas and everything else. She graduated with honors. But.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was a good show. One thing about it is she usually is a good performer. And I just feel like, you know,
everybody says she's the greatest performer of all time now after this shit. They said this right here, they said this, she's the greatest performer of all time. You believe that?
I mean, I would have to see her live before I can come to that conclusion. I have not seen her live, so I can't say that.
Okay.
But I mean, I know her fans are gonna say whatever. Mm-hmm. But my take-home thing was she executed with the HBCU theme, and then the fact that she had a lot of woman empowerment type things that were going on in there. And I really appreciate that type of stuff, because if you got a public platform and you as big as you are, it means something when you have enough sense to use your power for good. Like, it does nothing for you to be this rich, this famous, to have this much influence over people, for you to not want to do something positive. And at this day and age, empowering women of all walks of life, especially those who look like us, just like she said, for her to be at Coachella, she wanted to make sure everybody who never was represented felt like they can identify with somebody that was up there with her. And she had big girls dancing, she had light skin, dark skin, people who may have been in the LGBTZYX community.
They're gonna kill you for that one, but keep going.
I just had to do it, you know. Okay, but no problem. Okay. We all family.
Let me stick to the jokes. I take them. I wear good body armor. I don't want you know what I'm saying, taking like,
it's okay. Going. I mean, they'll be all right.
All right.
Fuck this shit. But nonetheless, I felt like it was good because she wanted to make sure that everybody was represented. She did a good job, and I enjoyed it. I mean, it's not some shit I watch again, but it was good.
You weren't practicing the dance moves after?
I was not.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
Was not.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I mean, like I said, well, that was a good rundown from Queen Germ. I mean, I'm not going to watch it. I've seen the people reactions to it, and, you know, the beef.
Her little remix of the Before I Let Go song was pretty good, too.
I mean, but.
I mean, it was just a remake.
But, I mean, it's like Beyonce. Come on. Did she do a good job?
It was good.
It was.
I liked it.
Okay.
I mean, I love the outfits, especially the pink, you know. One thing I would say, my slightly negative critique would be the fact of the whole misusing of those Greek letters in her thing. Somebody needed to have a little talk with her about that. But you, Beyonce, we're going to let you have that.
Which one? She misused the E, right?
No, that five. There ain't no O.
And the E.
I mean, that was wrong too, but I've seen that before.
Yeah.
That O, I mean, I know because she thinks it's an O,
yeah.
But it's a five. It has a line in it, all that. That shouldn't have been used for that purpose. But whatever. Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to give her a pass. She Beyonce. Okay. Do your thing, girl.
Yeah. So, shout out to all y'all that love Homecoming, man. And then they said she dropped like a an album or some shit with it.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Hey, I'm not gonna listen to that either. But
yeah, I ain't listen to all that. I just happened to be getting my baby was getting a hair braided for Easter. So
so happened to
we was at the house beauty salon.
And that's what they was watching.
That's what they was watching. So and I saw
so
it.
So you end up seeing it. That's what's up. Okay, moving on. The Shy. You remember The Shy? Did you?
I remember The Shy.
How did you feel about this week's episode?
It was pretty good. I was a little emotional. You know, I cry sometimes.
Okay, what got you in this episode?
What was I crying about? Lord? It was
Brandon's letter when he was writing about his brother.
That's what it was. Yeah, he was okay. In that truck with the little boy.
Well, he was this little letter to write to get Ronnie, you know, to keep Ronnie
to
in,
lock
but
his ass up,
but yeah, the lady she wants to be a partner at her firm. She pulled some strings. She got she paid somebody to kind of scare off the little boy from testifying, saying Ronnie was the man that shot Coogie. And so anyway, Ronnie is free. You know, Ronnie, he's walking the streets a free man after killing Coogie. This is going to be crazy. that's going to really fuck Brandon up. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Brandon, he's moving around with the truck, you know, making, you know, trying to make ends meet. But like he said, every time he take two steps forward, he got to take two steps back. So him and his truck is up and down with the trucking business. But, you know, that's part of going, you know, just growing pains of doing business. Emmett. He fucking Sonny had a damn stroke, so Emmett took control of the Sonny's chicken thing, and he's running that shit in the ground.
Yeah, he ain't doing shit.
Yeah, they ain't got nothing but chicken. You know what I'm saying?
He
ain't think about damn ordering supplies or nothing. He think he just cooking what's in that motherfucker. Ain't nothing new coming in the bitch or nothing. So Emmett fucking up.
He fucking all right. He fucking up the baby mama again.
Oh yeah, him and his baby mama had a little hate fuck. The other night.
It was very intense. It kind of turned me on.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
It did. Because I wasn't expecting it. It was just like, oh, okay. She let him in. He think he going to come and see the child.
The kid ain't in there. Like, I said, either this nigga about to get jumped or he about to get some pussy. And it was the latter.
Because he came up in there. He looking like, well, where my child at? Mm. Oh, he with my mom with them. Blah, blah, blah. I got to work.
So tonight, what you got me in here for?
You mad? Fuck you. Mm-hmm. No. It's because I don't fuck you no more.
Mm-hmm.
That you mad. And the next thing I know, they was in it. Mm. He was in it to win it.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, okay, King Germ, let me holler at you.
Oh, man, stop it.
Let me holler at you.
We got people that listen to the show that might be under the age of 18.
Okay, but they fucking clean. Do. So that's what y'all tell me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what y'all tell me. If they listen to this shit, oh, they fucking.
Oh, man. Hey man, we've had young listeners before. Niggas that grew up listening to the Frocast.
Yeah, since y'all got 300.
Like Rick James, bitch. Like Rick James, bitch. He been listening to he been fucking with us since he was in high school. Like he was like 15 years old, in school. And now since we've been doing this, like now the nigga like grown up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Graduated from college. He in graduate school actually.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you know he been with the Frocast since he was a kid, man. So shout out to Rick James, bitch. Early shout out.
Yeah.
But with Shy, man, it was kind of like Brandon mama's not around. I think she's just not going to be on the show because every week she gone somewhere. I just think she's not on the show no more. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds reasonable.
Because that's the way it's like, she gone to Delaware. Oh, now she moving there. Oh, she gone she always gone somewhere. So I don't think she coming back. I don't think Brandon mama coming back. And that's just her way out. But the cop, you know, she's trying to find out who hurt Miss Ethel. So she's snooping around trying to find out who's who and what's going on. She gonna stumble around and find out some other shit, I do believe. And, you know, that's gonna bring Q and all them back in the mix, I presume. So, you know, that's just my guess. But The Shy, always good. Showtime Sundays, 9:00. But you know, something else come on at 9:00 on Sundays. And that's the Game of Motherfucking Thrones. And this last episode was probably one of the best episodes of Game of Thrones that nobody died. Nobody, like, we didn't see any dragons. We didn't see any, like, it wasn't nothing. It was just a bunch of, like, all the people from over the years that we've been watching Game of Thrones. They was all together in one place, and they were just sitting back kicking it. And that shit was fucking amazing. Like, it was a good night. Brienne finally got knighted. You know, that was one thing, you know, she always wanted. And, you know, Jaime was the one that knighted her. So she kind of felt, you know what I'm saying, all in her feels about that. And then fucking Tormund, he got the hots for Brian, so you know he was all, you know, he had the line of the night, you know what I'm saying? Giants milk. You know what I'm saying? He said he killed the giant when he was 10 years old, snuck in the giant's bed, laid up with his wife. The wife thought he was a baby, so he suckled on her teeth for 3 months, and that's how he got so big.
Again, why I don't watch that show.
He was just telling a story. He might have been lying. You know, it might have just been a little story. But yeah, man, Arya finally, you know, she lost her virginity to Gendry.
Was that her brother?
No, that wasn't her brother.
That's all they do on that show.
And then, you know, like I said, Jon told Daenerys that he was Sam and Bran told him that he was he was Aegon Targaryen, so that means he was the rightful heir to the throne. So, you know, he was the king. And so all that work she had been doing is for naught because, you know, with him being a male heir, she can't be the queen with him being alive. So, you know, she a little salty about that. And then we have the Night King. We didn't see the Night King. We just saw the Night Army. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's speculation that the Night King might took a dragon and gone to King's Landing for a sneak attack on Cersei. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? He might have took some army with him down there, went the other way, split up on their ass. You know what I'm saying? But we did see the Night Army not far from Winterfell. So next week, we are assuming we're going to have a big battle. So this is going to be a long week. I can't wait to Sunday, you know what I'm saying, to see what's happening. It was just knowing that this episode was the last time we was gonna see some of our favorites alive, like, cause niggas gonna die next week. And my early thing to watch out for, they kept telling everybody, they kept saying the crypt, we're gonna put them in the crypt. The crypt is the safest place. The crypt is the safest place. They kept saying that, but I think when the night army come through and they rise the dead, man, it's gonna be so mean. It's gonna be a bloodbath in that crypt, man. So I don't get it, man. That crypt is. People gonna die down there, so be careful. Next week is gonna be a bloodbath, and I can't wait to see it, man. Game of Thrones, best show on TV right now.
If you say so.
It is, baby. It is, man. Trust me on this.
Yeah.
You know. So, anything else? Me and Queen Jern started watching The Affair. You know what I'm saying? This is a show that comes on, I think it comes on Showtime. It's about a guy. He and his wife and family on vacation. Him and his wife and four kids are on vacation. He ends up having an affair with a local chick and taking it too far and shit is crazy.
That would be an affair.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, man, just look, bro. So
I mean, it's a good show. I think it is because, for one, it's like just seeing how it happens. Mm-hmm. It's something that you ain't got to be looking for. It's stuff happens. I mean, you know, if you're
not...
No,
this nigga said 8 weeks. That shit is new. Hell
I'm
no.
I'm saying, you met the lady as soon as you got there. Because just like the wife said, it was a whole damn summer. So you was with the lady for 8 weeks. Mm. That was the whole time y'all was there primarily. So shoot, you damn near made me feel like you and the lady already had plans to hook up this summer. Mm. I don't know what that was all about. But then it's the thing of...
She was a lady at the waitress.
She was a waitress at the place. So that means I done seen abroad. Then your child hanging out at her people house. She married. You married. Both of y'all got something to lose, so you should have been a whole lot more careful. You right here sticking notes on the lady basket. Mm. She, you know what I'm saying? She getting hemmed up because her mother-in-law finds one of the notes.
Yeah, stuck to the pie on the bottom.
So you got all that foolishness going on. I mean, but you really was real reckless because your son spending the night to the people's house and all kind of carrying on. What type of foolishness is that?
And the woman saved your child's life because your daughter was choking and she, you know.
So y'all got a whole bunch of crossing over with that set up. But then, I mean, it's just a simple fact of the matter that at the end of the day, he decided to do the right thing, to break it off. He didn't want to leave his family. And then he called himself trying to do the right thing. Then somebody tried to blackmail him, poor man. And he had to go on and tell the wife. The wife had to... you know, deal with it and get her life back together. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was pretty good so far, I guess.
Wow. I couldn't imagine being in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, but it's life.
It's not life.
It happens. No. People cheat every day.
No, not black men.
They do.
No. See, that was only a white man. See, this movie.
It was white man, but a black man is cheating, like I keep telling you, as we speak, every second of the day. Mm-hmm. Every second of the day, I promise you.
Nah. Fake news. fake news. But yeah, so check out The Affair. I mean, it's like in season 4, so we got a lot of shit to watch to catch up on. So, you know, we'll check that out. I'm going to see if it's on Netflix. I wonder.
Probably.
Hope it's on Netflix, because that way we can watch it in the room.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So yeah, check that out. That's all for TV talk. Keep it 100, man. You got to keep it 100.
Yeah, I mean, I just say
100.
For people who just question it, whether it's time for you to retire, whether you trying to figure out if you old or not, if you have found that you have mothballs in your house, inside your house, I don't know what you preserving, whether it's you, your, you know what I'm saying?
It's yourself. You preserving yourself because you're old. That's why.
And you can't come, you can't still be coming to nobody's job if you have now turned into your mama, grandmama with the mothball smell. Yeah. You can't, you just can't, because it's overpowering everything that's in the place that you occupy. Mm-hmm. So now when you come, people know you're coming because you smell like mothballs. So I'm just like, at this point, if you just were trying to check a box to see if I'm to that point where I need to retire, if I'm to that point where I'm old, you officially old, you officially ready to retire, you need to be trying to figure out what's your exit strategy. Because at this point, you need one. Because you come to the job, the half the wing that you own smell like mothballs. Because that shit is strong. And I don't understand, like,
how many boxes they got open in the house?
That's what I'm trying to understand. Because you reek of mothballs. Like, are you eating the shit? What's happening?
It must be in your closet, your clothes.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah. It's got to be in your clothes. But that shit is disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's very much so disgusting. So I need you to reevaluate yourself. You shouldn't be of working age if you walking around here trying to preserve your stuff in mothballs. I don't really think that's necessary.
They're preserving themselves. That's what the old
they might
doing.
Be. They that's, might be. You can't pickle yourself for so much.
That's what they're doing.
You will not live forever.
That's why the old people out of mothballs, they live, like, they mostly be the old-ass people. They be old as fuck.
I mean, my grandma used to have mothballs, but I don't think it used to smell like that. It wasn't that damn strong. She died when she was 89.
Look at that. Yeah. Mothballs. Yeah. Mothballs.
Today, actually, is the anniversary of her passing.
Yeah, man. Shout out to
Aunt Shout Grandma out Dot. To Big Dot.
You know? Oh, man. Might keep it 100, man.
Yeah, I was waiting.
100. On this day, 25 years ago, and I mean this day as in Friday while you listen to this, April 26, 1994, the greatest album to me came out. Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music by Outkast. This album came out, changed my motherfucking life. I mean, it was something to hear, like, real Southern rappers that could really rap. Not that, you know, Southern rap, like, you know, we was loving, but it was, like, legitimate. Like, nobody could hate on this shit. And then it was like, these niggas sound like me. They relatable. It ain't no shit from nowhere else. This is, like, our shit. And I swear to you, I bought that album 11 times at least. 11 times. I bought at least 7 CDs and 4 cassettes of Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music. I still have one that's in the plastic that's never been opened. I was going to save it for my son. I was going to get him all the Outkast albums. And be like, huh, raise yourself musically anyway. You know what I'm saying? When you go off in life, take these albums with you. Listen to them whenever you need to think about me. Just to give you all the thought you need right here. The inspiration, all that. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, man. So, this day, 25 years ago, one of the greatest albums, top 5 on my list, you know what I'm saying, came out, and it just changed my life. So, that's my Keep It 100 this week. Shout out to Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music. Woo! That was a badass album right there, boy. Winners and losers, man. You got any winners, losers?
Yeah, as I was tidying up in my room today, I just had my little thing on repeat, listening to all this different old school music. Do you recall a woman named Shirley Brown? No. Sing a song called Woman to Woman. You ain't really
tuned
in.
Woman to Woman.
Yeah, see, you know it. You didn't know the lady. Yeah. Okay, so as I continued, I heard that one. So I was like, okay, I was in my feelings. Mm-hmm. So the next one that came on was this song entitled Don't Come Looking for My Man. Now, the reason why I say it was a winner because it was hilarious. In the song, this lady said, "Don't come looking for my man. You might just find your husband."
Oh, Wow.
It just blew my mind because I really never heard a song before today. And then when I heard the line, because when I saw the name of the song, I was just like, oh, okay, she just saying don't come looking for my husband. But then when I heard that chorus, I was like, oh, I'm gonna let you have that. And I'm talking about this some old school music. So that means that she was setting the record straight to let you know what it was about back in the day. So I said, keep on winning, Miss Brown.
Winner.
So they had side chick music back in the day.
Man. Yes.
These old ladies out here thotting. Some of y'all grandmas was thots.
And hey, they got to keep the family tradition going. That's what it is.
Think about that. Some of your grandmas was out there thotting, bruh.
Yeah, take a whole nother miss.
Like, all y'all kids out there now, grandmas thotting. But, like.
Not all.
No, shit. Like, it's heavy. Like, the grandmas is now, like, 30s. Like, grandma age has moved down considerably. Like, we grew up, grandmas was, like, 40, 50. You know what I'm saying? Now, grandmas is 30s. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably are. I mean, yeah. I need them to get their life together, though. Because we can't keep making the same mistake.
Hey, man. Got to keep making babies, man. Got to keep the generation going.
We got enough niggas walking around here.
Need more niggas.
No.
More niggas. We need more niggas. So my winner, man, is Kodak Black.
Winner.
Man, Kodak Black, you my winner for your hair change, man. Your hair color change, man. The man painted his hair yellow. Man look just like Lisa Simpson now with his hair.
That's what the people say.
And that shit is fucking dope. You know what I'm saying?
And he's trying to just stay relevant because every week we done talked about him.
Yeah.
The last probably three.
Yeah, he got arrested this week. You know, he said he was driving to a show. He took a GPS, made him take a little wrong turn. This thing, you know, he entered the Canadian border and he was trying to enter back in the U.S. Searched his car, found a gun and weed, and he got arrested. So, yeah. But then he gets out of jail, paints his hair yellow, and Kodak is my winner because...
he looks ridiculous.
Yes, but I love it because it's ridiculous. Oh, you got any losers?
Yes, my losers today got to be these two crackers that I saw snitching while shopping at Publix.
Loser.
Nah, like I said, y'all be talking about Publix is where shopping is a pleasure.
Where shopping is a pleasure.
Where crackers get the snitching. I'm coming out the store minding my own little business. I see all this rustling at the door. I'm like, oh yeah, we gotta call the manager and da da da. Okay, y'all over there trying to write down a motherfucker's license plate because they done ran out the store with some shit. What the hell is that your business? They done got away with the motherfucker. So who is going to chase down these people in this vehicle? Like, what are you so pressed about Publix? They got insurance.
Yeah.
You worrying about somebody stealing some stuff when you can be. In harm's way. Like, what if this person saw that you was trying to write down their license plate tag, came back, whooped your ass, took the paper out your hand, or whatever you had going on?
Woman,
you really finna put yourself in jeopardy over some damn grocery? I'm not finna fight nobody over no grocery. They didn't take your bag. No. They took some shit out the store. Mm. But what did he look like? The other lady trying to tell her all, please. You ain't getting no description. I didn't see a damn thing. I'm going to my car. And I really didn't. I just saw them talking about it. But y'all up there snitching on the people. Oh, yes. I have this down. For real? You finna give up these people a license plate?
Publix, where snitching is a pleasure.
Exactly. Especially when white people involved. So, yes. You my losers. White people who running their damn mouth. Just get in your car and move on.
Dang. Hey, man. They was trying to do the right thing.
That wasn't the right thing.
My losers is all these influencers.
Loser.
And people that depend on Instagram. Instagram is considering hiding the amounts of likes a picture gets. And that right there is going to damage the game. Because a lot of people depend on Instagram likes.
They do
to
for
feed
the
their
likes.
Family and just for, to feed their ego. And if Instagram starts hiding the likes, then how do we know what's dope now?
Because people ain't got no mind of their own. They ought to know what's dope if they like it or not.
Exactly.
If the people like it or not, too.
So people are just like, wow. So that's going to hurt a lot of people. So Instagram, think long and hard about it. I think they should do it. That'd be dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to kind of quell some of this wannabe viral stardom and Insta-famous and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you really don't want to be Insta-famous. You don't want that shit.
You don't think so?
Nah, man. I mean... I'm a semi-celebrity now, and this shit is fucking hell.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you about to start seeing it, man.
Oh, I see it. I'm already a star. I've been a star before I was doing this issue.
I mean, but this is about to blow you into the stratosphere.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, if it don't blow my pockets there, I'm not really concerned.
You gotta crawl before you walk.
I'm just letting you know what I'm about. Just letting
you know. You gotta crawl before you walk.
I'm finna get me a webcam and take showers and...
Well, no, you're not.
Put it on the internet.
You're not gonna do that. Anyway. Shout-outs. You got any shout-outs?
You know I do, baby. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. Represent my city. What? Yes. You know it's crumb now.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Shout-out to B-Eazy, Saul Ray, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, Peppy J from B-More, Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network. That'll be... Mr. Cam, the disrespectful motherfucker, MJ, K-Law the truck driver. And go over there, check out the Doc Network. You got the DTA 64 going on right now. I think they moved into the Sweet 16 or might be the Grade 8. But you need to get over there. But by the time it's recorded, we might be in the Final Four. But just go over there and check it out. Shout out to Light Skin Kanye, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, still a bitch. Drew from D.C., Gerard in Boston. Hey, Drew, I need the Boston Celtics to go all the way to the finals. I don't need them to win, but I need to make it to the finals. I got this little pool I'm in, so it would help, sir, if you get your Boston boys in line and get these boys the fuck up out of here. I think they won last night, though. I may be mistaken. I don't know. But, yeah, so shout out to them. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody over that site to fuck with the kid. Shout out to... The Good Brother 12 Cal and the 12 Cal Podcast. Go check them out. Look up the 12 Cal Podcast. Check them out, man. Got some really dope shit over there. Man, just go dig in the archives, man. He got some really good shit over there. I just go randomly just listen to old shows he got, and that shit had me cracking up, man. Shout out to the Back Talk Podcast. Shout out to the Unadvised Opinion Podcast. The Something Like Podcast. The Hot Box Podcast. The Hot Spot Podcast. And the Two Smart Dummy Podcast and any other podcast that fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all, man. I think I hit everybody, man. I think I did, man. I guess if I miss you, man, blame the mind and not the heart because I love you all.
I guess.
Man, another episode in the books. Queen Germ.
350, my nigga.
350 episodes of the Frocast, man. Quite an accomplishment, man. Considering that, you know, we do all this as a love. It's a labor of love, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I really do enjoy coming, putting together some shit, hearing y'all's fucking reaction from shit we say on here.
I've been enjoying hanging out with you for the last couple of shows I've been on.
Yeah, man. You know, it's like you got in the groove of the thing, man. You're more comfortable, and it's like it's flowing naturally now, and that's what, you know what I'm saying, I think makes a good show. I mean, it's like...
I take it a little more seriously now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because we both, like, you know, got our entertaining quality. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got a face that's made for the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Some niggas be trying me. Meanwhile.
Yeah. But, you know. But, yeah, man. Like I said, I enjoy doing it, man. I have fun. And I hope y'all are having it, too. You know, that's why we keep doing it, man. And, you know, so please, you know, fill the inbox up with some love. Call the voicemail this week. 347-201-2572. Show the Patreon some love. You know what I'm saying? Drop a couple ducats in there. And, you know, just let us know that you appreciate us, too.
Yeah, I mean, because I need to get me some fans. My fan base is kind of low.
So yeah, man. Just Pam and the fam.
Don't do that.
And the J5. And the Johnson 5.
Anybody representing 912.
Anybody representing 912.
Plenty of people representing 912. So, yes, I got lots of fans. Yeah. Don't do that for the sequel. You know,
that's what's up. But, yeah, man, like I said, this is it. 350 in the books. I'm your boy, King Germ.
And I'm your girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com